Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of 5 died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, you know, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, you know, defense wins championship. It's a cliche, but it's true. You know, we got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve. It's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked him him if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday night football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No likely on this last day of 2023. Could mix with a little rain at times. We'll see cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s with gusty west winds. Tonight, most of the snow should be wrapping up before the ball drops. Mostly cloudy and upper 20s. Right now, it's 28.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end-of-year donations can make magic happen all year long.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. New year, new you. Josh Moore lives in Florida, says these are his New Year's resolutions.
Try to be more healthy, cut back on my drinking and cigar smoking, try to save up on some money, and overall try to live a better life.
Expect a pretty mild New Year's Eve for most of the country. Bob Oravac is with the National Weather Service.
Temperatures will be a little warmer than some of the northeastern cities, but still nothing too warm. The temperatures probably are around midnight, around 50 degrees at Disney World. Weather looks okay. No issues.
U.S. Navy helicopters shot down missiles fired from Yemen in the Red Sea. BBC's Shema Khalil.
This really has been an intensifying pattern, if you will, by the Houthis, who have announced their support for Hamas and announced that they're going to attack any ships heading to Israel.
The attacks prompting the U.S. to set up a multinational task force to protect shipping in the sea. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No likely on this last day of 2023. Could mix with a little rain at times. We'll see cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s with gusty west winds. Tonight, most of the snow should be wrapping up before the ball drops. Mostly cloudy and upper 20s. Right now, it's 28.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 2011 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As you get ready for a big New Year's Eve celebration, CBS's Bradley Blackburn tells us...
With ongoing tension from the Israel-Hamas war, law enforcement is on alert for potential violence. And major events in New York, like the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting, have been disrupted by protests. For New Year's Eve, they are expanding the security perimeter around Times Square. Security is tight in other major cities, too. In Rio de Janeiro, 2 million people are expected on Copacabana Beach. And in Paris, 6,000 officers will be deployed along the Champs-Élysées, with officials concerned about the threat of terrorism.
Weather seems to be cooperating on this final day of 2023. Bob Orovec is with the National Weather Service.
No big storms are expected to affect the U.S. on the last day of the year. We do have some relatively light precipitation, light snow and rain mix moving out of the Great Lake towards parts of the Appalachians, and maybe a little bit of rain across the coastal areas of California.
Missiles fired from Yemen were shot down in the Red Sea.
The U.S. Central Command says Navy vessels responded to a request for assistance from a Singapore-flagged container ship that reported being struck and damaged by a missile in the Red Sea. A spokesman says the USS Gravely shot down other missiles fired toward ships in the region while responding to that request. These attacks have been ramping up since the war in Gaza began. Yemeni rebels have said they're targeting Israel or Israeli-linked vessels. The attacks have prompted the U.S. to set up a multinational task force to protect shipping in the Red Sea. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu says the war will continue until they reach their goal of destroying Hamas. Through an interpreter,
the war is in full swing. We are fighting on all fronts. We have great successes, but we also have painful prices. Achieving victory requires more time. My policy is very clear. We are going to continue fighting until we've achieved all the objectives of this war.
Well, tonight you will likely be doing a lot of this and this. And this. It's not just New Year's Eve, it's also National Champagne Day. Unlike wine, which is aged in barrels, champagne's fermented right in the bottle, which gives it the token bubbles. And even with inflation this past year, the champagne industry is actually toasting to record high sales in 2023. They sold more than $6 billion worth of bubbly in the last year, more proof that champagne is recession proof. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Johnny Lupinacci, yes. I see we got 2 minutes. Just throw a couple things in there before we go to break and we'll do some more.
Well, I think this is a great conversation because it, like Lancey shared here and, you know, you brought up, it is something that teachers are talking about, especially music teachers. But not only the music teachers, because they're practicing these in class. I mean, the Christmas caroling, the singing, the music aspect of the holiday season is kind of part of the written, but also the hidden curriculum in schools is a really big one. And so, you know, learning to do different is really important. And I love what Nancy shared. You have to know your community, because as we make changes, we make it together in the community. And so I'm kind of in the middle where I can really understand and respect and have value for a principal that says, hey, say, play some songs at the you know, at the program this year that parents will know, right? On the other side, you know, play the ones that you also feel comfortable with kids singing and, you know, purporting a message of, you know, unity and diversity in this time of year.
But, you know, and so we're going to do that when we get back.
Clayton in Greenfield, Robert Hack Diamonds, where they want your business. Diamonds. Visit them on 76th and Layton.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Shaw. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is The Shaw. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. New year, new you. Josh Moore lives in Florida, says these are his New Year's resolutions.
Try to be more healthy, cut back on my drinking and cigar smoking, try to save up on some money, and overall try to live a better life.
Expect a pretty mild New Year's Eve for most of the country. Bob Oravac is with the National Weather Service.
Temperatures will be a little warmer than some of the northeastern cities, but still nothing too warm. The temperature is probably around midnight, around 50 degrees at Disney World. Weather looks okay. No issues.
U.S. Navy helicopters shot down missiles fired from Yemen in the Red Sea. BBC's Shema Khalil.
This really has been an intensifying pattern, if you will, by the Houthis, who have announced their support for Hamas and announced that they're going to attack any ships heading to Israel.
The attacks prompting the U.S. to set up a multinational task force to protect shipping in the sea. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Lawyers for Republican lawmakers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No, likely on this last day of 2023, could mix with a little rain at times. We'll see cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s with gusty west winds. Tonight, most of the snow should be wrapping up before the ball drops, mostly cloudy and upper 20s. Right now, it's 28.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Milwaukee attorneys. 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Suite 1650, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacy Lynn. 2024 is here in New Zealand. And in Sydney, Australia. We are still getting ready for the big night here in the U.S., and restaurants, bars, and more will be jam-packed. KWCH-TV reporter Kel Chapman is in Wichita.
Garrett Swanson, general manager of the arcade near downtown, says he's been working with staff and stocking up on product to meet their New Year's crowd.
Just making sure we have enough staff on hand to be able to take care of everyone, making sure we have enough product on hand so we don't run out of things, especially the most popular items.
When working longer holiday hours, he says it's important to recognize staff members.
Just making sure everybody feels appreciated and respected, especially working the longer hours, trying to make them feel, welcome to be here, not only as the guests, but also as the staff as well.
CBS's Allison Keys with a warning as you head out for New Year's Eve tonight.
You may have seen them, people reeling in an unusual way at a bar or party because someone has spiked their drink.
It can happen to anyone at any time.
This Pennsylvania state trooper says there are things you can do to protect yourself.
If you have someone buying you a drink, make sure that you watch the bartender or the person making the drink. And just if you go to the bathroom, make sure that you have a trusted friend with you to watch the drink.
Let's talk about the weather tonight. Meteorologist Molly McCollum is with the Weather Channel.
Welcome in 2024. Most of us have mild weather, no big storm systems, a few lake effect snow showers in parts of the Great Lakes. Chicago, Detroit, and the Lake Erie snow belt will all have falling snow at midnight. And in New York City, no flakes flying as the snow drought continues in the Big Apple, but really nice mild weather to ring in the new year.
The FBI is investigating threats to Colorado judges and Maine Secretary of State after both removed former President Trump from their primary ballots. Campaign reporter Jake Rosen.
We've seen this happen in the last year or so, going back through the New York case that's ongoing. We've seen threats against the judges in the different cases. We've seen threats against the special counsel. We've seen these same threats even continue through Georgia.
In Detroit last night.
At Little Caesars Arena last night in Detroit.
Thank God.
The Pistons finally snapped their 28-game losing streak. Coach Monty Williams on beating the Toronto Raptors.
I just respect the heck out of our guys. I'm really happy that we finally got a win because it's so hard to win in this league.
But they did win 129-127, snapping that losing streak. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Makers are asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider its ruling that the state's legislative maps are unconstitutional. The Republicans argue the court's January 12th deadline for proposing new maps is rushed. Boundaries need to be in place by March 15th for next fall's state house races. Smart toys are popular holiday gifts, but they may be recording conversations or collecting personal information or tracking where you are.
They have microphones or cameras, or they connect to an app, or they're Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth. They have geolocators, which is a whole thing. So parents really need to ask a lot of questions when it comes to these smart toys.
Teresa Murray is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. No likely on this last day of 2023. Could mix with a little rain at times. We'll see cloudy skies and highs in the mid-30s with gusty west winds. Tonight, most of the snow should be wrapping up before the ball drops. Mostly cloudy and upper 20s. Right now, it's 28.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content on the Civic Talking Media Radio Education. Network.
Oh, and we're back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Our guest, Nancy Flanagan, her blog, Teacher in a Strange Land, The Problem with Jingle Bells, L.A. Tom, we appreciated your call. We're going to address it. And so, you know, a couple of different ways we were talking about this over the break, Nancy and Johnny. But so Nancy, does Tom have a point about teachers being tired of every time content comes up? Oh my goodness, I can't do that. I mean, you know. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the big thing right now. Books, ways, mm-hmm. you know, instructional techniques, stories that you tell that enrich, you know, your curriculum. It's a huge, huge deal. And I try really hard when I think and write about education not to be an alarmist, but I think we're at a really terrible point right now where teachers almost can't do anything. there's somebody who wants to backstop everything that they're doing, and it's just not good. There are things that before the break we were talking about things that, you know, people don't know about music. One of the things that I used to teach my students was that the national anthem is set to an old British drinking song. And I would have the words, which don't make a lot of sense to kids in 2023, but it's just a tune. It's a cultural icon. And why would we choose that tune? Well, because it was a tune everybody knew, and we put words to it. And what does that really mean? So I promised I would tell you a story, and it's a story about being a middle school band teacher. And a few years ago, I was working with my students on a tune called A Light in the Window, and it was supposed to be a song that illustrated the Underground Railway and how people looked for a light in the window. And the song near the end quoted the spiritual steal away to Jesus. And I told my students, this is a little quote. It's kind of cool. They took this little hymn tune and stuck, you know, six measures of it in this middle school band piece. And one of my kids raised his hand and he said, Mrs. Flanagan, did slaves believe in Jesus? You know, and why would they believe in Jesus? And then another kid said, if you were enslaved, wouldn't you want to be looking forward to a better world? And of course, I'm just standing on the podium holding my baton, and I'm thinking, okay, here's the lesson. You know, the kids just taught it. They figured out why, you know, what power music has to enlighten people, to give people hope, to be festive, to make people sad. When you go to a funeral, nobody cries until people start singing Amazing Grace. And then, you know, the waterworks happen. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And people have used it for good and for evil for a long time. So it's no wonder that parents want to control it now, or some small segment of parents.
Well, you say, and what they're trying to control, you know, is think about what the way you said that is the students themselves kind of took over in that story, you said, and taught everything there was to be known. And again, with a reference to Jesus, but not indoctrinating towards Christianity. But again, the history of the song, and I think about that and go, you know, this music, and you say, first of all, the show Busted Pencils, we make fun, but it is it itself. We put punk rock music in there because we very much intentionally are trying to evoke a sense of going like, you know, we want to be a little bit in your face and making you a little bit uncomfortable, God forbid. And, you know, here it is, if this song, but if Jingle Bells, you know, makes you a little uncomfortable when you find out the history, I come back and go, Tom, let's not be worried so much. We appreciate you being worried about tired teachers. How about, though, the empowerment, when you said back to this, the history of this song, the reality that I can teach Jingle Bells in the holiday season. And I think more often than not, most people would, quote, teach Jingle Bells in isolation with no context, no nothing, mm-hmm. except it's a fun song. And here we are now, Nancy, learning and going, look at how relevant it is to learning history. And now even a part of what you just said today, the conversation around what we're allowed to teach and what we're not allowed to teach. What a great example for me as a social studies educator who really comes from the framework of saying, whatever we do, we have to link it to the present moment when we're teaching things about the past. Here's a powerful example. Johnny, I see Johnny getting ready to chime in there, man.
I love where this is going because it's a special moment. I mean, we're going through an awakening. We're in the largest social uprising of all of our lifetime. And sure, it's inspired by generational efforts to draw attention to inequality and to unjust suffering. And the commitment that this generation of teachers, and I say that spanning generations, but people in the profession of teaching, whether they're mentoring at the end of their careers or they're just coming in, there is a moment right now in education where we're really committed to something we've been committed to for a long time, not just knowing about it, but doing something different about it. That's messy. That's hard. And it's exciting when we get to talk about it because we're learning how to do better in schools. And I'm with Nancy, the ways that teachers are backstopped right now, it just feels like there's not a move they can make. And that's not a learning space. Mm. That's not a space where they can say, hey, we're going to try this. We're going to go with Jingle Bells, but we're also going to teach about the backstories. And we're going to be really open about some of the things that could be put forward, but also that we don't want to continue about certain things. And for me, like Jingle Bells kind of falls right on that line, right? Mm. It's not overtly like we are reciting racist language and terms and the song taking us back to particular moments. However, it's pretty close to it. So the kind of awareness that teachers have talking through that and sharing that every song in the world has a story. Every story is political and cultural. Mm-hmm. And so we're really teaching this thoughtful, critical awareness that we're also learning to do as teachers, right? So it's a special moment you know, it's so good to have these conversations and not land immediately on cancel it, shut it down. Mm. You know, there's that cultural phrase I grew up with, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm. Okay, we want to change the bathwater out of racism, of sexism, of hatred and these things. Absolutely. No doubt about it. But there's something there, right, in terms of song, in terms of sharing melodies, in terms of experiencing joy in the eros of being in music with one another that we don't want to throw away in the process. And so, you know, that's what music teachers and teachers in general, and hopefully parents listening, like that's the things you're also committed to as we, you know, co-raise the future citizens of a great country like we live in, right? This is how we learn to be in the mess that is embracing diversity. So I get excited about it and it's hard. I love that we're here advocating for teachers, right, to have that space to also be learners in it, right? And recognize that moment where it's like, hey, it's not one way or the other. It's this, how do we learn together to do differently in thoughtful ways?
I was going to say, it sounds like advocacy for learning, Nancy, as much as anything, right? I mean, this is learning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's powerful stuff, but it's also dangerous. And I mean, to some people, you know, the more we open these conversations up, the more judged they feel, or the more panicky they feel that, well, you know, this is dangerous. This may not turn out exactly the way I want it to. I am always amused when parents think that teachers can control students, you know, impressions and thinking. It really is funny, because we're just one little slice of all of the things that they run up against musically and socially. And
yeah, I know. It's like, as you point out, it's like, boy, if only we had as much influence sometimes as some of these parent groups are trying to put on us, because you're sitting there going, my goodness, if I had that amount, if I had a fifth, 5% of the power they're saying I have, my classroom would be a lot more managed, and we might actually, I might be sending home more homework or things like that. You know, we just don't be, but it's not because teachers are out of control. It's just, as you said, it's a social setting, and kids bring everything that they live at home, how those are going. You get 20 to 27 to 29 of those people in a classroom with it. And it's a little society of diversity, as Johnny points out, diversity of thought. And as a teacher, though, the moment and remembering what you're supposed to do, we're there to create situations in which students can learn. And I think here what we're saying, there is a lot of magic in being able to allow kids to dig deep into learn. As you said, Nancy, sometimes even too, they're perfectly fine and may even teach us some things every so often. If we let them run with this, we give them an opportunity. But, you know, here we are, we're singing Jingle Bells. It's December. And I know, as I said, I put it out there promoting the show today, you know, Jingle Bells canceled, ? People are like, oh my God, here we go. Now we're canceling Jingle Bells. Or as one person was like, Tim, that's just clickbait. You're just trying to get people to, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, there was probably a little bit of a clickbait there, but is there a potential, and there is a little bit of that history of the teaching side of this, though, Nancy, too, that you did cover in this piece where you said, you know, the person who, quote, first called attention to the potential of this song maybe being, you know, on the offensive side, she herself had a history over time moment of saying, oh, wait, give us a little more on like, you know, the author who did the research.
Yeah, in a subsequent piece, after schools started saying, okay, now we know we're canceling Jingle Bells. And she said, no, don't cancel Jingle Bells. You go ahead and use it, but maybe give a little background to it. So before we wind up this section, I want to do a pitch for the ACLU. They have a whole lot of materials for teachers about what it's okay to do and what it's not okay to do. Just go to their main website and their education. The author who has written a lot of this stuff is a guy named Charles Haynes. And when music teachers are worried about, you know, breaking the law, I send them there, because that's a really, really good resource and really trustworthy information about things that are inappropriate and things that are appropriate. And he makes a lot of suggestions, like, you know, talk this through with your students, see what they think, you know, challenge them to think about whether what they're singing or playing is not good literature. And my other tip would be, always go for good literature. If you are canceling everything except Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, you're not doing a great job being a music educator.
Well, come on. Now that doesn't very speak wisely to the older people when we're running them over with reindeers, you know. I mean, come on. We're not we're not anti-grandmas on this show. Nancy Flanagan, the blog, Teacher in a Strange Land, the problem with Jingle Bells. There's no problem with Jingle Bells. It is an opportunity to do more than just teach a silly song. And yes, the kids are going to say, Batman smells, Robin lays an egg. We know that, but that's part of it. But how about digging in, letting them learn a little bit more? Nancy Flanagan, the problem with Jingle Bells. We appreciate you. Thanks for busting pencils. All we do. And when we get back, Johnny and Tim break it down. Busted Pencils, back after the break. This anymore. This is the end for you, my friend. I can't forgive. I won't forget. This is the end for you.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to previously recorded content.
Tim and Johnny, proud supporters of PB&J, MLB, and of course CRT. Educated educators talking education. This is Busted Pencils.
And it is Busted Pencils. Our guest, thank you again, Nancy Flanagan. Great conversation. No, we're not canceling Jingle Bells, Johnny DiPaolo. Relax, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, you know, and L.A. What? Tom. Hey, there is still the time. I mean, this is where Johnny and I typically break it down. 844-967-2789. Though, you are always welcome to call in at any time, you know, if there is out there. You know, and should we cancel the Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Lays an Egg version? Maybe it's time for that one to go, because I'm not sure Batman does really smell.
Well, I mean, and Tim, I mean, the whole cancel thing just, you know, to me gets to be misleading. And someone told you, hey, Tim, you're doing clickbait. You're not really doing clickbait, because we really discussed that's really where we're at.
Right.
You know, but the idea of this, like, what we're really getting into is the messiness of and the important commitment we have to every song, every story, everything has a political background to it.
Mm-hmm.
And hard thing is, you know, is part of that process that we're committed to as, you know, educators really, really who not only believe in it, but take action towards, you know, a peaceful and socially just community for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds over romanticized, but I mean, it's a democracy, it's a goal here. And when you're committed to that, and you have not, that has not been the case historically, and you just kind of move forward with the stuff that's always been there, you're mm-hmm. running the risk of, you know, taking yourself out at the knees or at the feet when you're having those efforts. So I think it's really, I admire that teachers are in that mess right now and talking to each other about it. I love Nancy's blog all the time, but I especially loved it this week because it is what so many, I mean, I started the show saying it's what so many teachers are talking about. Hey, mm-hmm. you're celebrating this moment. It's for so many different cultures an important time of year, right? And it's also mm-hmm. a difficult time. And mm-hmm. it's also a time where, you know, if we go to the depoliticize things a little bit and just into our ecological existence, it's a time of year where we're winding down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And
a lot of us are wintering. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in that hemisphere where it's like, whew, let's take a deep breath and let's be in sync with the things around us. It's darker more often right now than it's light.
Right.
And so These are times where our humanness, which is our natural being, is to slow down. So there is a lot happening in schools and classrooms. To not acknowledge that and not be in that mess would be a problem. And so I love hearing that teachers are talking about it. And, you know, we're making jokes about Jingle Bells or Frosty the Snowman or whatever it is, right? And but this is a generative conversation that's very real for teachers to be having.
You know, I'm thinking about this. Producer Anya just gave us a little time there. Producer Anya, what do you think of this conversation about Jingle Bells? You've got a little bit more of another generational look. Is Jingle Bells offensive?
Well, sorry, excuse me. Well, I wasn't planning on talking, so I hadn't cleared my throat. You know, I'm sitting here thinking the phrase cancel and cancel culture, I think the problem is that we use that term to mean consequence a lot of the time. Like when someone says like, oh, this actor got canceled for being inappropriate, it's like, no, that actor had consequences for the decisions he's made. So in this context, it's like, well, you can't really give the song consequences. It's a song. It doesn't care. I think it is important. Yeah, we have to talk about minstrel shows. We have to talk about this history. But I think what we got to do is kind of like we're doing on the show tonight is talk about it. It's not put Jingle Bells in a crate and hide it away. It's like, well, that does nothing for the people who were affected by the cruelty of minstrel shows, which isn't that what we're talking about at that point? Something, are we actually helping the people this is about? Or are we looking for things to be angry about? And that's not saying you guys are doing it, but to say that canceling, the idea of canceling, I think is like, it's not a thing. It's about having consequences, and this song doesn't care if you give it consequences. So we got to talk about the education part like we are.
There we are. And that's what we do every week. Busted Pencils. Yeah. You know, educated educators talking education. That's right. What we're doing all the time. You know, Johnny, though, we're thinking about that as music. And like I said, I do want to draw on the show ourselves, though, too, and saying, like, if you're paying attention over the years that you've been following Busted Pencils, the music that we use is very intentional. You know, it isn't just cool sounding tunes with a little bit of a punk rock edge. We're picking bands because of the intention, you know, Rise Against, Anti-Flag, their statements that they're making, you know, for democracy, pushing against the grain. If you listen to the words of some of the songs that we're playing, go deep. There's a meaning for picking the music that we use. Music is so powerful that it can do that. And then to recognize something, even the realization, something like Jingle Bells, where the potential of going like, really, we're going to get into a conversation about canceling Jingle Bells? No, Anya, we're not canceling Jingle Bells. But wow, what we really did with Jingle Bells tonight was expand it. We made it huge and deep, and we made it an opportunity to do more than just talk about how bad Batman smells and things like that. This, you know, it's deep. Who knew the history of the Civil War and a family? This was in the blog. People didn't even talk about this. The family of the composer. One, the father was in the Union Army. The son was in the Confederate Army. There it is, the Civil War splitting up families. Just like today, depending on what side, what's happening. Somebody pointed out, you know, this past Thanksgiving, I felt like sitting around my aunts and uncles. It was like in a civil war. So the reality is here, we can bring this, you know, we can bring this forward. Johnny Lupinacci, we, you know, got a minute or so left there.
I mean, yeah, we got time, and it's exciting, you know, to really break it down and to have those conversations, whether it's Christmas, holiday time or not. You know, it's really, I mean, we love music here. I mean, it's like Busted Pencils. We love the punk rock edge. And one of the things that, as my whole life has been a mainstay of punk, is punk is undeniably political. But ending on a note of all music is political. Every song and experience has a backstory and politics to it. So let's get into it.
That's it. More Busted Pencils next week. We'll be right back.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit LOC.